Item B, presentation to the Board of Education from our superintendent, Mr. Carranza.
Thank you, President Norton, and good evening, everyone. I have a few thoughts to share this evening with everyone here present and at home. First and foremost, I hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving and a nice, safe Thanksgiving. But for this evening, as many of us know, computing jobs in this country are being created faster than they can be filled, and more than 50% of all future math and science occupations will likely be in computing occupations. But fewer than 3% of college students graduate with a degree in computer science. Here in the San Francisco Unified School District, we know this, and we're taking the lead to educate our students in science, technology, engineering, and math, what we often call STEM, but we add the arts to our work, which we call STEAM. And we have a thriving career and technical education department. This week, we are celebrating National Computer Science Education Week with something we're calling an Hour of Code. And many of our high school computer labs are open for classes to drop in and begin to learn computer science and programming for our students. The Hour of Code Week is happening thanks to our career and technical education teachers, Danny Tan at Galileo High School, Tara Friedman at Marshall High School, and Art Simon and Brian Cooley at Lowell High School, all with the support of our career and technical education department. So our teachers and our students, we thank you for participating in the Hour of Code. Speaking of our career and technical education programs, our programs at SFUSD high schools provide opportunities for high school students to explore and gain access to high-wage, high-demand careers while preparing them for post-secondary education. Students who participate in career technical education can learn to run restaurants, design and code a social game, or even work in a biotech lab, among many other opportunities. Once a year, our students and teachers from across the city come together with local businesses that support programs and are offered paid internships. The showcase event was sponsored by Hyatt Regency of San Francisco, which we want to thank them for providing the space, the beverages, and desserts to our CTE program. And this event took place last Wednesday, December 4th, and several of our commissioners were there to celebrate with our students and teachers. So we thank everyone in the community for doing that. Earlier this fall, volunteers from the online social game maker Zynga, a partner to our district, brought in 20 staff volunteers to work with our Balboa High School Academy of Information Technology students who are learning to do game programming with the tech employees from Zynga, and they're also part of Microsoft's Teals program. Students had only an hour to plan, design, and prepare presentations that included the following elements. Think about this. Concept, a design, technology that would be needed, the monetization of the project, marketing, and community outreach plan, all within 1 hour. This is part of our San Francisco Unified School District Career and Technical Education Program, and it's a great example of the skills that students will be required to demonstrate under the Common Core State Standards and the new accountability system that is coming to the state of California. So our students already have a head start, and we want to thank our partners in the community for helping us to prepare our students. On December 4th and 5th, our district and the San Francisco Beacons Initiative was able to send nearly 50 of our school staff and partners from 15 different schools and a handful of office administrators, central office administrators, to a Community Schools Fundamentals Conference hosted by the United Way of the Bay Area and the National Center for Community Schools, sponsored by the San Francisco Foundation. A huge thanks to Mission High School's principal, Eric Guthertz, and their community schools coordinator, Brian Fox, and Buena Vista Horace Mann's principal, Jen Steiner, and their community schools coordinator, Jay Maldonado, for hosting site visits. And thanks as well to our very own deputy superintendent, Guadalupe Guerrero, for his role in being the opening keynote speaker as part of the panel on day two. He described our district systems approach to strengthening a district-wide community school strategy, and I'm very proud to report that our school board is very much a supporter of a community schools concept here in San Francisco Unified School District. I also have the great honor to report that the California School Board Association Golden Bell Award is an award that recognizes yearly public school programs that are innovative and sustainable and make a demonstrated difference for students and focus on meeting the needs of all students. Our Associate Superintendent, Kevin Truitt, our retired Executive Director, Claudia Anderson, and our current Supervisor of our Restorative Practices Initiative, Carrie Berkowitz, joined our Board President, Rachel Norton, in San Diego this past weekend, where Carrie and Claudia showcased our district's restorative practices work that is happening in our schools here in San Francisco Unified School District. And they were recognized as an exemplary program in this category of school safety. They were awarded a beautiful golden bell during the recognition ceremony at the conference, and I'd like to take this moment to show it to all of you. With all due respect to Virginia Marshall, I rang the bell this time. Yeah. But again, a hearty congratulations to our hardworking teachers, our staff members, all of our teachers and administrators that are working to make restorative practices a reality in all of our schools in San Francisco Unified School District. Congratulations to them as well as to the Board of Education for your visionary leadership in ensuring that this is the way we do business in San Francisco Public Schools. So this golden bell will be displayed for all to see. But Carrie, congratulations. Kevin, thank you so much. And when you see Claudia, tell her we give her a shout out as well. So congratulations. And finally, a little over 19 years ago, a man stood at his inauguration ceremony to begin leading a country as the newly elected president of that country. He was there standing on the stage with his former prison guards, guards that had abused him while he had been locked away for over 20 years. That man is a man that we all know as Nelson Mandela, president of South Africa. And today in that very same nation, that nation came together to memorialize him, and he will be buried this Sunday. But I wanted to take a moment this evening for us to remember Nelson Mandela, whose journey from anti-apartheid activist to a political prisoner to a man who never gave up in his quest to change the world for the better, and one day actually achieved it. That man taught us all everything we really need to know, and personally, what I need to know to do my job today. And his lessons were very, very relevant then as they are now. Stay morally centered, keep a broad vision of what needs to be done, and work to find the best way forward. If we all do that, then there's nothing that we can not do together. So I'd like to take just a moment to recognize the legacy of Nelson Mandela by asking for a moment of silence. Thank you very much. From all of us here, we would like to wish everyone a very happy holiday season. Enjoy time with your families, get plenty of rest, and be ready to go as we start the new year and continue our great work in 2014. Thank you.